And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And hello and welcome, everybody. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Glad to be here today. Okay, so have you noticed the last day of summer and the first day of fall, autumn, we've had rain both days. We were praying for rain all summer long, and it just what didn't happen. And then the last day of summer and the first day of fall, we've had some beautiful rain. So hope you're staying cool out there. A lot of great things going on. We are so busy, and the communities have things going on. We're going to be talking about a few of them today. But before we start with the show, I want to remind you this Saturday, and it's one of many things we'll be talking about going on this Saturday, but Prescott Valley, Town of Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation, Run for the Hill of It. And this is a run walk up the new Glassford Hill Trail. So that's going on Saturday morning. The registration fee is $20, and for youth it is $15. And there's opportunities to walk, run, bring your family, stroll, but it's a nice little trail going up to the top with a beautiful view of Prescott Valley, a whole panoramic view. So for more information, go to pvaz.net, Parks and Recreation. That's where I beamed up all this information from. And, so pre-registration is open till the 25th. And then when you, the day of the event, everything goes up to $5. So again, an opportunity to get out some fresh air. I think all of us need to, you know, blow the dust off, or as my mama used to say, you know, get outside and blow the stink off. But we need to get out and get some of that fresh air. So Run for the Hill of It happening this Saturday, September the 26th, Glassford Hill Summit Trail Run for Fun. Okay. Now, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more going on. But my first guest will be Catherine Anderson with the REDC of Yavapai College. They've got a job and virtual career fair going on. We'll be talking to her in a few minutes. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 99.5 FM, KQNA.com. Hello, my sister Sandy, listening from California. Short break. We'll be right back.
Yes, Norm's Lock and Safe is moving on up to the Highway 69 frontage road. The new location is officially 8732 Highway 69 in Prescott Valley. Check out the newly expanded Norm's Lock and Safe. Easy to get to and easy parking right there at 8732 Highway 69 frontage road in Prescott Valley. Locally owned and operated since 1993. Ready to serve you at 8732 Highway 69 in Prescott Valley. Norm's Lock and Safe.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. These have been really tough times for our nonprofits. A huge part of their annual budget comes from face-to-face fundraising events, and these have been largely canceled because of COVID. One of these nonprofits is the Highland Center for Natural History. In past years, their signature fundraiser, Wander the Wild, combined a great dinner with a live auction. However, this year, let's get behind their online auction, which will raise funds for the center's youth education programs. Go to 32auctions.com/WTW2020 to view the auction packages. Bidding starts at noon on September 19th and ends at 5 p.m. on September 27th. Let's make this a hugely successful online auction. In the note to self category, Prescott Farmers Market has moved. PFM, as it's lovingly referred to, operates a weekly Saturday market which recently moved from Yavapai College to right down the road from Olson's in Prescott. They're now located at the big parking lot at Miller Valley and Iron Springs every Saturday from 7:30 to noon. Prescott Farmers Market, it's more than you think.
Here's millionaire Mark Kelly talking about healthcare.
We need to make it more affordable.
and surprise billing.
Seriously, Mark? Kelly got paid tens of thousands of dollars to help direct a medical transportation company while their patients were charged, you guessed it, exorbitant surprise medical bills. Mark Kelly sat on the board of directors collecting a paycheck as his company sued repeatedly to collect on six-figure bills, threatening to hold patients liable. One stroke victim even feared bankruptcy after Kelly's company sent a bill for $500,000. And as usual, Kelly got paid. Now he says,
we need to make it more affordable and surprise billing.
Reject millionaire Mark Kelly. He'd do or say anything for a dollar. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. My first guest is Catherine Anderson. She's a program specialist with Yavapai College Regional Economic Development Center, or REDC, as we call it in the biz. But anyway, hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good, Marnie. How are you doing?
Good, good. And we've been talking. You've been working at home now. College's campus is not opened yet. They're still on their code orange, which is, you know, how they're going to be opening. So you've been working at home all this time.
Yes, that's correct.
But you were telling me you're being very disciplined, and when 5 o'clock comes, it's like, okay, you end your day. I think that's great.
Yes, well, I try to end my day.
I think I'd be so distracted with my two little puppies that I'd want to play with them all day. It's like, okay, go away, go away. One of the things that we have worked together on for many, many years is the job fair that we hold at the Findlay Toyota Center. Very successful event, matching employers with job seekers and putting people to work in our community. This year is an exceptional year in many respects for so many things. So this year, y'all are doing it virtually.
Virtually, yes.
So tell us how that's going to work.
Well, this year, in-person events are very hard to have. So we decided, okay, we know there's companies that are hiring, job seekers that are looking. We still need to have a job fair. So I spent the summer researching different companies. I wanted to make sure this was a true job fair platform. I didn't want to do this through Zoom or GoToMeeting. I was visualizing an exhibitor hall and job fair tables, job fair booths. And I found a company, Premier Virtual, and that's exactly what it is. So job seekers will come in. They'll register. They do need to register. And part of that registration is creating a profile where they can upload their resume. And when they enter the job fair, there is going to be a virtual hall where they're going to see different venues. It's not really venues, but hallways that they can go click on and enter. So whether it's the east side of the county or west side, because this is a Yavapai County job fair. And then they're also going to see certain industries like hospitality, healthcare. We don't have them all listed, but some big ones. So if they're looking for something that may fall on those, or then they can just click on the whole thing and go stop and visit every single table. And when they visit every table, they can stop and look at the company's bio, the company's social media pages, look at the opportunities the company has that they're hiring for. And then if they decide, I really like this company, I want to chat with them, they could hit the chat button and first start doing like an online chat, like you can do through Zoom or GoToMeeting, and just do a chat that way. And then they can do that a little bit more and they'll go, okay, now I want the face-to-face. Now I really want to engage with them and take it to the next level. And they can click on that button. And at that point, the company on their other end is like, okay, let's do this.
Oh, so then they're talking to a person.
Then they're talking to a person. Mm-hmm. And that company gets to decide when they're setting it up what platform they want to use. So at that point, you may actually be communicating through Zoom or GoToMeeting.
Right.
But it's only at that point. The rest of it is through the online platform. So I've been telling everybody, this is going to be the same as our in-person job fairs. It's just online. You still get to go walk around.
It's the same, but a little different.
You like still need to dress for success.
Right.
Because you have that, at least from the waist up.
Yeah.
Because you have that possibility of meeting with somebody via the camera.
Right.
And then instead of your feet walking, it's the mouse. So your mouse is going to go around and take you throughout the exhibitor hallway, and you're going to stop at the different tables and find out the information about the companies and communicate with who you want to, just as if it was in person. Mm-hmm. You're deciding what companies you want to look into. And when you're ready and you decide, this is the company, they have the positions I'm hiring for, it seems like we're a great fit, you hit the submit resume button, the company has it instantly.
Oh, wow. Okay. You make it sound so simple, and yet I'm kind of complicated. But I know you've researched this and you know what you're doing, Catherine. Ahead of time, let's say, you know, I mean, it sounds like kind of like as many employers as you have and businesses that would take a lot of time. Can you look ahead of time, look online ahead of time to find out which employers will be at this job fair in order to see if something you're interested in is already there?
Yes, and we do highly recommend that. Right now, as of
pre-search or something like that.
Pre-search, yes.
Uh-huh.
As of right now, we have 55 companies that have registered. With over 350 positions. So yes, we do recommend you go online, and you can go to yc.edu/jobfair, and you'll find out all the information about the job fair, for job seekers, the link to register, for businesses that want to participate, there's that link as well, along with videos. Whether you're a business or a job seeker, there's videos that will walk you through how to set up either your table, if you're a job seeker, mm-hmm. or your profile, if you're the business profile or the job seeker profile. And then there's a link that also tells you all the companies that are participating and what positions they're hiring for.
Right.
And so, yeah, you want to do your homework in advance.
So you want to submit your resume ahead of time? You can do that?
Well, you can't submit your resume until the day of.
Okay.
But you should go on and look at that list and find out if there's a company you're interested in.
Right.
And then do your homework. Find out about that company. So when you go on and talk with them that day, you know a little bit about them. So
right.
when you're doing that face-to-face conversation with them, it's not an interview, but it's like a pre-interview. You're making
sure.
that first impression already. So when you do submit their resume and they receive it, they're remembering that first impression of you.
Right. Right. What was that website again?
www.yc.edu/jobfair.
Right. So that's the pre-work.
The pre-work, yes.
Now, when exactly is the job fair?
The job fair, it's going to be done through Premier Virtual.
No, what day
oh,
and the
day,
times.
I'm sorry.
And
October 6th.
And it's from your living room or your office,
yes,
wherever.
Your
you don't
room.
Have to go to the Finley Toyota Center or Yavapai College.
Yes, it's from whatever room of your house you want it to be.
You're most comfortable.
It's October 6th, which is a Tuesday, from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. And you can do it on your computer or it's mobile friendly, so you can use your cell phone. If you don't have Wi-Fi at your house, Goodwill is going to have some computers available. The only thing about using the Career Center at Goodwill is they don't have microphones, so there won't be able to be that one-on-one communication through the virtual feed, but you can mm-hmm. do the chat feature. Other computers, possibly the libraries.
Right.
If you don't have Wi-Fi, we've already communicated with the Prescott Valley Library, and their Wi-Fi is available out in the parking lot or possibly out on the benches outside.
Right.
So you could take your laptop or your mobile phone and use the Wi-Fi at the Prescott Valley Library.
We have Wi-Fi at the chamber, too.
Or Wi-Fi
so
at the chamber.
So if somebody has, you know, wants to bring their laptop, they're more than welcome to. We have a room that's open that they could use that, too, if they were interested in order to, you know, support this event. And again, as we're saying, we're, you know, connecting those employers and those job seekers together. Better economy. People working.
Yes.
Businesses have their employees. And right now, it seems like that's what we need to be working on, is getting those businesses and people back to work.
Exactly, because with over 350 positions.
Wow, that's amazing.
That tells us.
That's something for everyone, actually.
Yes, it's everything, hospitality, healthcare, construction, you name it. There's something of that nature there.
Can the employers still register to participate in this if they're suddenly finding themselves, well, I do need employees and I didn't sign up yet. Can they still get
yes.
in on this?
We're taking the registrations until this Friday and using that as the cutoff date because that's also the day that Premier Virtual is going to hold a one-on-one, I call it one-on-one, training with the jobs, businesses that want training on the platform.
Yeah. So is there any charge for the job seekers to participate? It seems like virtual nowadays is we're just kind of opening it up and allowing people to participate at no cost just to help.
Yes, this is no cost for the businesses and the job seekers. It's just a free event.
Wow. In the past, I know we've worked on, but we've done different things. We've hosted lunches along with it for our, you know, our employers and businesses. So it's kind of a whole new thing. I hope this doesn't become the way of life, because sometimes I feel like we're getting so used to this virtual world. I'm not necessarily a fan. I'm really a one-on-one type person that misses the connections with people. I mean, we've always had a good day out there talking
to our
businesses and the people that are looking for jobs. You know, it's just a great synergy that goes on during the job fairs.
Yes. The one perk to this one is we're able to hold it countywide.
Right.
So we do have businesses from East Side and West Side. That's the nice thing about it, but you're right. I do miss the in-person. Those days are so much fun.
I know.
They're work, but yeah. They're fun. And at the end of it, we're laughing. We have a good time at them. And it's just so nice to see everybody in person.
Well, I'm really pleased that in spite of everything, you're continuing to move forward and continuing to help and serve our businesses. So, Catherine, great job. Let's give the websites one more time some information on pre-research, as we were talking, and then again the day of the event.
All right, the event is going to be October 6th from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. You can find all the information at yc.edu/jobfair. That has the registration links for both the businesses and the job seekers, and it has the list of all the companies that are participating. yc.edu/jobfair. And if you have any questions, you can also contact me. My number is 928-776-2008.
Well, Catherine Anderson, thank you for joining us. And again, Yavapai College Regional Economic Development Center, which Catherine is a big part of, was the recipient of the Chamber's Partner Award this year because we value the relationship that we've had since COVID began. And it goes on even before that. But, you know, tremendous work we've done together to support our business community. And we're continuing to do so. So we appreciate you and thank you.
Well, thank you, Marnie. And it's a pleasure to work with you on this event. As we move forward.
Every day. Every year. Okay. Thank you, Catherine Anderson. Short break when we come back. More here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com worldwide.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
These roads, this land, it's our home. It's what our parents built for us and what we hope to hand down to our kids. But unless something changes, we won't have anyone left to hand it to. Because as opportunity disappears, so too do our young people. Joe Biden gets it.
No longer were you going to be faced with children and grandchildren believing that the only way they can make it is to leave home, to go somewhere else to get that good job. There's no reason why it can't happen here.
And he has a plan for us.
My plan is to restore the promise of the middle class for rural America, in rural America.
Better hospitals and health care, reliable broadband internet, clean energy, and access to federal resources. So our kids have the opportunities they need to build their futures right here.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number 6. Do you keep track of your finances the same way you keep track of your loved ones' birthdays? Create a financial calendar to remind yourself of when to pay quarterly taxes, pull credit reports, or check your investment accounts. Also, mark a date to schedule your yearly financial reviews with me. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Larry Robertson. He's an owner, but we're talking about the Dewey Classic Cruisers and their ninth annual Fall Classic Car Show happening, as I said, this weekend. So a lot of great things going on this weekend. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Marnie.
And the lovely Rita's here with you. Hi, Rita.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Just a real quick correction. I am not the owner.
Oh, I know it has owner there, and I'm thinking there's not an owner to that. It's an organization.
Treasure. I'm the treasurer of Dewey
Classic.
Oh,
you're the money man. Yes. That's close to being an owner.
And we wound up being the spokespeople for the club.
Right.
We are a nonprofit corporation that we exist for the enjoyment of people in their cars, the people that enjoy cars, classic cars, special interest cars. We've been around for about 20 years, have been doing this Sally B's Fall Show for 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We do two shows a year there. This one is going to be a real spatial show in all of the shutdowns and the real trials that everybody's gone through this year.
Sure.
Even non-members have come up to us and said, you have to do something. You got to get us out of the house.
Right. We were talking about that earlier. So
we've been doing that. Been an active year where everybody else has been shut down. We are doing, like I say, the ninth fall show. We have a couple of real spatial attendees this year. Bigfoot, the original Bigfoot, I believe is the original, is going to be here.
Wow.
We're going to park him right in front of Sally B's. And that one comes courtesy of the vet set, the Corvette Club, that their show got canceled on them.
Right.
Typically their show is the same day as ours. So we have invited them over to participate with us. So it's going to be kind of a joint show. Their sponsorships and everything do not go with us, but we're trying to include everybody we possibly can on that.
So the Vet Set Club, though, is made up of Corvette owners.
Corvette owners.
And any of you out there who have loved Corvettes, me included, that is going to be a nice addition to the show, to the cars that you already have. Tell us a little bit about the cars that you have in your club, because, I mean, Dewey Classic Cruisers is synonymous with the best cars that have ever been built.
Okay. Well, our club, right now we have 36 memberships. They're family memberships. So technically, we have somewhere over 70 members. Our requirements are, it has to be older than 1970 or of special interest. We have from 1918 Model Ts.
Wow.
Through the 20s, Model Ts, into Model As, any number of hot rods. The old school hot rods, the roadsters with the flathead V8s. Our family does not have that. We range from 1927 Dodge Brothers up through, I guess, 68 Chevy. Sometimes I feel like I'm the joke of the club, but I do have 23 cars.
Wow.
So we take it serious.
Yeah, you do. Yes. You do. How long have you been collecting them?
45 years.
Oh, what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite car?
I did have. My favorite is a 1977 MGB.
Oh, okay.
And that one my wife gave to me on my 50th birthday. Now, you have to understand, my wife's a little redhead, and the car was yellow. And the story used to be, you know, a guy turns 50, he gets a red sports car and runs off with a blonde. So she puts the keys over my shoulder on my birthday, and she says, I'll give you the yellow sports car. You got to keep the redhead.
I love that. So I love that.
We have enjoyed that. We've had it a few years.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably the favorite vehicle, but every one of them has a special place.
Well, so in a show like this, how many cars do you bring out?
We'll only bring two.
You'll bring two, okay.
I have one that I'll tow the trailer with all the club stuff in,
mm-hmm.
and I'll show that one. It's a 68 Chevy, and then Mama has a 65 Rambler Classic that I built for her birthday.
Oh, okay.
But we have members with 37 Pontiac.
Mm-hmm.
One that nearly everyone knows is Jay with his 50 Chevy.
Right. You know, I know there's people listening out there to the show, these guys and girls that know these classic cars, and they're like, oh my gosh, I got to come out and see that. I got to see that. You know, this just sounds amazing.
Yes. And we expect well over 200 cars this time.
Wow. Including the Corvettes?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just because of the shutdowns. We've expanded graciously. Goodwill next door to Sotheby's has allowed us to take a portion of their parking lot.
Wonderful.
So
you're going to need it.
Yes.
So, and you'll be probably, as you know, guidelines and safety things, you know, keeping the cars separated
than
normal.
Parkers. Yes.
Right.
We have a parking committee.
Sure.
And we ask that everybody kind of be patient with them because they can get a little testy.
Of course.
That's usually my fault because I'm lowering the hammer on them.
So is there any charge to attend this?
For the public, no charge.
Okay.
For the car show, if you want to exhibit a car, it's $10 and 5 cans of food.
Now, do you have to be a member of Dewey Classic Cruisers in order to show your car?
No.
So it's open show.
It's anybody, everybody.
Okay.
It doesn't even have to be a classic car. We have some people that, you know, they have their daily driver. They just want to be part of the show.
Right.
They're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
The judging is by participants and the public.
Mm-hmm.
One of our favorite is the kids pick.
Oh.
And you'd be surprised what those kids can come up with sometimes.
Uh-huh. That's nice to get them involved in that, too.
Yes. We do have one category that we call club pick, and that's where our judges, I have a judging committee, our judges check everybody else's car except ours.
Mm-hmm.
No club member can get that award.
Right.
So that one is kind of special, and we do that. We are also we're doing a special. We had a little guy that he turned 5 back in August,
mm-hmm.
and his mother contacted us and asked. She says, "Little Gabe, his fifth birthday, and he wants nothing more than a Hot Wheels party.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it, COVID.
Right?
You know, they shut everything down. Can you help?" So we got together and we had a ton of guys. I want to do it. We did a live Hot Wheels parade past his preschool.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, a takeoff of that, a guy in Washington that follows our Facebook page contacted one of our members and said, "I'm the Hot Wheels man. I want to send some Hot Wheels." Well, he didn't get it here in time for the parade, but we're going to present that to Gabe at the show, and this show is going to be dedicated to Gabe.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a story. So this is happening Saturday, the 26th.
Yes.
This is this Saturday, everyone, at the Sally B's Cafe parking lot right there by Safeway. You just don't want to miss this. What time does it start, Larry?
The show officially starts at 10 and over at 2.
Right.
Activities start, people start arriving 6 o'clock.
Sure.
I would ask that they don't, but they do.
They do.
Because we're in there at 5 o'clock setting up.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a full day, and we ask that, you know, patronize Sally B's, patronize Goodwill.
Absolutely. They're supporting
this. This wouldn't be possible without them.
Right. And you also have raffles, raffle tickets for sale, different things you can get involved in, too. So.
Yes. We have a couple of spatial raffles this time. We have a tire shop, and we won't advertise it here, but they have donated a set of tires for raffle. And we have a member that has donated a 30 or 42-inch TV.
Nice. Wow. Okay, so, on top of everything else, Bigfoot will be there?
Yes.
So that's just reason to come in itself for the kids to come out and see Bigfoot?
Mm-hmm. And the parking is limited, but come on out and have a good time.
Well, it's in the Safeway parking lot between Goodwill and half of Pruitt's and all the other side by, you know, by all the restaurants. You can find parking. You might have to walk a few feet, but, you know, we're outdoors. Let's just enjoy it. It's going to be fun. Fun. Again, Saturday starting at 10 o'clock in Sally B's parking lot. Dewey Classic Cruisers 9th Annual Fall Classic Car Show with the Vet Set there. So you're going to have something for everyone.
We will.
Totally cool.
Yes.
I love it. I'll see you out there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Larry and Rita. And again, the Dewey Classic Cruisers, Larry Robertson, he is the treasurer of the organization. Thank you for joining us and have a great show.
All right.
Short break here. A little bit of news. And when we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ and 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and even in California. Hi, Sandy, KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Compass Training Center AZ is your locally owned and operated outdoor public shooting range in Chino Valley with a 40-acre facility offering 50 shooting lanes on 50 and 100-yard ranges, indoor restrooms, and the finest range safety staff in the business. We also offer firearms training classes from beginner to advanced. At Compass, we believe training should be available and affordable to all. Please check our website, compasstrainingaz.org, for our hours of operation and upcoming events.
The days are getting short, the nights are cooling off, and if you haven't done so already, it's time to take advantage of our annual pre-buy program. Buy your winter propane at summer prices. That's right, lock in a summer price for the entire winter. This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane inviting you to join your friends and neighbors in planning ahead for the winter. Stop by or call us at 636-1600. Better yet, order online and save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
This is an important message for all current and former Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of America has declared bankruptcy.
If you were sexually abused in scouting, you could receive compensation, but you must file a claim by November 16, 2020.
You may file a sexual abuse claim regardless of your current age or the year the sexual abuse occurred.
Visit officialbsaclaims.com or call 1-866-907-2721.
Paid for by the Boy Scouts of America.
We're KQ&A.
Thank-
Thanks for joining KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Mesa police have arrested a teenage driver for drunk driving after killing another driver.
We're still waiting for the actual result from the blood alcohol content to return. However, the preliminary result from a test done at the hospital indicated that his blood alcohol content was over 0.270.
Police spokesman Jason Flam says 18-year-old James Langston was speeding and driving erratically when he slammed into the back of another driver's vehicle, killing him.
The suspect was identified as James Patrick Langston, and he was booked into jail for one count of manslaughter, which is a Class 2 felony.
Langston reportedly told police he had drunk an entire bottle of rum and four beers. Police found a half bottle of Captain Morgan rum in Langston's pickup truck. There are also signs of marijuana use.
That's a lot of alcohol. When you mix it with marijuana, that's a recipe for disaster.
The victim has been identified as 23-year-old Luis Teran Chaydez, who was driving a Honda CRV. Mostly clear this evening, cooling after bedtime to near 56, with a stray brief spot storm in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, warming to a sunny 85 to 88 tomorrow through Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight cool down near 63 with the same chance for rain, highs of about 97 Wednesday through Saturday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switched things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Hey, welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Chamber Spotlight on Business. And my first guests, Irene and Paul Smith, owners of CrossFit Prescott Valley. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
New owners, yes. Welcome to town. Congrats, boy, taking on a situation like this in COVID. There are a lot of people that need your help. I'm just saying. 6 months of being stuck in the house and not doing a whole lot of stuff. I said, we got to get some people out there so you can start moving.
Absolutely.
So, talk about Prescott Valley.
Yeah. So CrossFit, you know, it's basically by definition, it's functional fitness, constantly varied, performed at high intensity. And so what we do is we're able to take the basic workouts and scale them to where anybody is. So it's universally scalable. Mm-hmm. So we're able to support anybody from, you know, teenagers, 15 years old, all the way up to, you know, senior citizens, 60, 70 and beyond. So it's open for pretty much everybody. You know, COVID-19 was a big hit for us initially. We had to close down right after we opened up.
Right. I remember.
Yeah, back June 1st, we took over ownership of the gym, and then July we closed down. We were able to open back up, and we set up squares so each person can work in their own section. And CrossFit's really unique because from the beginning and end of the class, we're all working with our own equipment. We have our own barbell, our own dumbbells and equipment. Right. So we're not sharing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So we can get everything cleaned up, put away at the end of the class, and then start the next class. So you're able to social distance while still getting good workout in and feeling like you're not exposing yourself to, you know, more harm by working out.
Right. I think one of the things is for a lot of people it's difficult is getting the discipline to start back. Now, do you kind of ease somebody into a program of work so that they kind of ease back into it and not suddenly overwhelmed thinking this is bad and I'm never going to make it work out for me?
Yeah, so actually what we do is somebody that's really new to CrossFit or has just been doing CrossFit for maybe a month or two, we start them with one-on-one personal training sessions with one of our coaches, and we go through all the nine fundamental movements of CrossFit, which are basically functional movements. Anybody that has to sit on a couch, they need to squat and get back up. So things like that, okay. And we walk them through one-on-one. So the intimidation factor of lifting weights or things like that totally leaves after they've seen that. And they usually do that during the classes as well, so they can see how the community is and how there's just completely different people in each class, from 15-year-olds to 70-year-olds in one of our classes today. And it's just really awesome to see them all come together.
Right.
And everybody gets the same workout, but they work at their own capacity.
That's inspiring to see somebody 70 years old, you know, working out and maintaining. But it's a known fact. Staying fit, exercise, lowers your blood pressure, your risk for diabetes, and a whole lot of things as you age, and that becomes even more important, working out and getting that exercise going.
Oh, absolutely. We believe in becoming the healthiest, happiest version of yourself. So we have a nutrition program that's backed by a registered dietitian. We have our classes. We just now incorporated mobility sessions with one of our members. She's a doctor of physical therapy. So she walks us through mobility. So we incorporate all that for just an overall wellness. It's not just coming in and lifting some weights and leaving. Mm-hmm. You know, we really care about being able to function outside.
Sure.
With the basis of nutrition. That's the basis of CrossFit. There's a pyramid. The basis of it is nutrition, because that's where everything starts.
Outstanding. Now, is this a particular time program you sign up for, or it's you sign up to be a part of this, you know, the CrossFit, and then you add, let's say, the mobility or let's say the nutrition part of it?
Yeah.
Or is
yeah.
it like a 6-month program that you dedicate yourself to, or do you kind of go month to month?
Right. Right now we do month to month, and, you know, CrossFit is a basically it's personal training in a small group setting.
Right.
So each of our classes are 60 minutes long. We all go through the same thing. So we start with a general warm up, and then we'll work on some skill work, and then we do the workout, and then we'll cool down, high five, and things like that.
Yay, you know, I did it.
Right, exactly. But the neat thing is the functional movement, and that's the everyday life things that we're doing. You know, picking stuff up off the ground, a deadlift,
sure.
pressing things overhead, or, you know, putting a dish away in your kitchen. You know, you're lifting something overhead, squatting, right. sitting down to a chair. Those are things that we all do. And the longer we're able to do those ourselves, the better off we're going to be as we get older. And I use my mom as a great example. You know, she's been CrossFitting for 6 years, and she went into the doctor and did a bone density test. And after doing CrossFit, she's in her 60s, her bone density increased. She got more
wow,
bone density,
that's important.
Stronger muscles, and all of that. And that just helps you as you get older to be able wow. to, you know, go outside and go hiking and, you know, play with grandkids and do all those fun things.
I want to meet your mom.
Yeah.
She could inspire me.
She's amazing.
Well, let's get some important points. Where are you located?
Yeah, we're in, it's 8701 East Laredo. It's on the backside of Prescott Valley, right off Robert Road.
Mm-hmm.
And we're open, we open at 5 a.m. We have three classes in the morning, and then we have some afternoon classes. And the best way to reach us is CrossFitPrescottValley.com.
Okay.
And you can see all of our information there. We have a ability to sign up for a no-sweat intro. So that's where you would meet with one of our coaches, kind of see the facility, what we offer. And then, you know, if you're interested, we'd set up your one-on-one classes to start.
Okay. Well, I think if you're out there and you're listening and you're feeling that COVID drags, I mean, get out and get moving, and this is an opportunity. Brand new business with Irene and Paul as the owners, and I feel totally confident. I got to talk to Mom. She's in her 60s. Mm-hmm. I can relate to that. So wonderful. Thank you both for joining us, and welcome to the chamber and part of our family. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, good. All right. Joining me next is Cheyenne Brown. She's the marketing manager for Olson's Grain, or Olson's for Healthy Animals, as many of us know it. Hi, Cheyenne.
Hello.
And
thanks
welcome.
For having me. Thank you.
Glad to have you. So you were telling me earlier that you've recently joined the company,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of us are familiar with Olson's Grain as being various parts of throughout the county and serving those of us with animals.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually have 5 different locations: Flagstaff, Clarkdale, Chino Valley, Prescott, and Dewey. In all of our stores, we carry everything from, you know, livestock feed, mineral tubs for cattle, to small animal guinea pigs and anything you can think of. We also have a mill. So we make a lot of Olson's brand products. And we've got a whole lot of really great products, and we're really involved with the community. So it's a really great company to work for.
Oh, absolutely. And you were saying, you know, different stores have different hours, and so we're just going to refer everybody. Is there a website that has all those?
Yeah, olsonsgrain.com, mm-hmm. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube at Olson's Grain. We've got, we just finished up our Equifest. So
right.
We're going to have, yeah,
I heard that was amazing.
It was a great
Wonderful.
Event. Yeah. So we had, it was three days of really great events. The first day we had a ranch horse versatility show, which was a lot of fun. And then we had our saddle series final. So we have an arena at our Chino Valley location, mm-hmm. and there's all kinds of events that we do there, barrel racing and pole bending and team roping, all kinds of fun stuff. And we had our finals at the Equifest. So, you know, we've got peewee barrels. And so kids can, you know, you can actually go on Facebook and see a bunch of really cool pictures from that. And we had really good awards. And then on Saturday, we had, we have the Olson's Family Feud, which is where 2 people from each office or from each location, and then 2 people from corporate, like myself, another girl, and some other people were on a team. And it's just an example of like the community or like the family. Like it's something enjoyable for people to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Sichka's up there, you know, he's announcing and it, especially right now with everything going on with events being canceled, we wanted to make sure that the Equifest was a place where people felt they could come and be in the community and not, you know, we wanted them to feel safe and happy and have a good event and actually be able to go outside and do something.
Right.
We ended up having a really, really good turnout. And then there was a ranch horse sale that night. And then the next day we had a team roping, which was really, really cool. We had a great turnout for that. So we're all kind of winding down from the Equifest weekend, but, it's just one of the events that this company does that it makes it a really cool place to work. And before this, I used to work with horses pretty much full time. And when I found out about this job opening, I was really excited about the potential for working for this company because I was a customer
right.
for a long time. And I just remember going in the store and you feel like you're part of the family even as a customer. So mm-hmm. it's pretty cool. I'm really excited to be on the team and I'm still learning a lot, but I love it so much.
Well, the passion you have for it carries over to all of us here. So, you know, you're going to do an amazing job
because
they do events throughout the year.
Yeah.
Also, too, at mm-hmm. the arena there.
Yeah, like mostly barrel racing, team roping. We've got some other ideas coming for next year. This year, unfortunately, a lot of stuff that we usually host got canceled because of the,
right.
the virus. But we're really hoping next year to vamp it back up and get some cool stuff going on. So,
yeah. Well, I look at this year as it is what it is, you know, one of those famous sayings that everybody's probably sick of. But it's also opportunity. And how are we going to come back and make – things, do things different, make things better, mm-hmm. and grow them. And I think that's one for you guys over there too. Obviously, your business, the family, Olson family, is so well known. Mm-hmm. They're community supporters, they're entrepreneurs, but they're also philanthropic in supporting community events and activities and organizations. So, I mean, I can't say enough for every one of them. Mike Olson was one of the first, he was in Project Central, I think the first class or something like that, and he got to know each other because I went through that program too. Amazing gentleman. Yeah. But again, you know, all the locations, go to the website to find out more about any of them, and then also keep an eye on what's coming up for the events.
Absolutely. Yep. We've got some barrel races coming up.
Did you ride? Did you ride? I mean, you said you were a horse trainer, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And you rode?
Well, I rode.
Any events?
I rode in the show Friday. I showed my horse Friday, and then I did the family feud, the other Cheyenne. There's two Cheyennes at the corporate office. The other Cheyenne and I did the ranch sorting and the equine part of the event.
So ever do rodeo?
No, that's like barrel racing and team roping. I haven't really done a lot of that. Most of what I did was cow horse, cutting horse, that kind of stuff. And so that was more what I was into. I want to do more team roping though. That looks really fun.
It does look fun.
Yeah. It looks hard.
Everyone has an opportunity.
Yeah.
So let's give the website one more time and the locations of the five different Olsons.
So it's olsonsgrain.com, and we are in Flagstaff, Prescott, Chino Valley, Dewey, and Clarkdale. Did I miss one? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did I say all of them?
Yeah.
Chino. Yeah. Okay. Can't count that high, you guys. Go on.
Well, great. Well, Cheyenne Brown, thank you for joining us. Great asset. I'm going to send them a note saying, hey, great gal you've got there, ready to take on and help you guys get more well-known throughout the community. Bye. So thank you so much.
Thanks.
And again, also Irene and Paul, welcome again. Let's get everybody fit. Ladies out there my age, you know, maybe we ought to start looking at them. I'm looking for some mutual support team out there. So, again, we'll go to CrossFit Prescott Valley. So, thank you both for joining us. Chamber Spotlight on Business, and we'll take a short break. And it's time to close the show and just give one more tidbit of what's going on this weekend here on Saturday, September 26th. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
Yavapai County, your ingenuity is inspiring. Since COVID-19, you've changed how you keep in touch with family, found new ways to stay fit, and adopted habits to keep yourself and others safe. And now, you can participate in dynamic health and wellness presentations right from your laptop. Healthy Conversations is Yavapai Regional Medical Center's new virtual speakers bureau. It's also your connection to informative presentations from YRMC healthcare experts. You'll learn the benefits of a plant-based diet, how to deal with varicose veins, what self-compassion means, and lots more. And during live presentations, you can submit questions to the speaker from your laptop or other device. Check out the Healthy Conversations calendar and register at yrmchealthconnect.org. You'll find us under the Events tab. Ingenuity inspired by you.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Rib Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Rib Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
It's finally starting to cool off, and there's still time to make your annual propane pre-buy purchase. Buy now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right, winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett of your truly local propane company, inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or order online to save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And once again, thank you very much for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's my pleasure to be your host for the show today. One more thing, Saturday, September the 26th. It's the 24th annual Team Up to Clean Up for the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce in the town of Prescott Valley. We moved it from May 2nd, or the first Saturday in May, due to COVID and not being able to have gatherings of large people. Well, this case, we're still doing it, and we figure you're going to come in as a family unit or a local group, but it's a drive-through. You drive through, we'll give you a map with all your bags, your T-shirts, the beautiful turquoise Team Up to Clean Up T-shirts, and ask you to go out and clean up any part of Prescott Valley that you want. Then come back, leave your bags there, and then come back to the chamber, and we will have a grilled hot dog sack lunch ready for you to take with you. So, you know, one or two hot dogs, depending on your appetite, chips and cookies. So, again, it's our way of continuing traditions that are really important in our community. And this time it's a fall cleanup, but what better way to start the fall season and the holiday season by cleaning up our community. So that starts at Saturday, September 26th at 9 o'clock. It is in the Chamber of Commerce parking lot in the rear side of the building near the Hampton Inn. So come on out and join us, and we would love to have you. Thank you all for joining us. Again, a big, full Saturday full of good things to do, so we hope you find something in Prescott Valley and keep shopping local. Thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.